Good morning, Glenridge Church. This is Brenda Harvey. Today I'd like to speak about our journey of life with God. I recently had the opportunity of attending ministry teaching. The teacher asked us, in this journey of life with God, what is on your heart for this journey? Where is this journey taking you? Why is God taking you in places? I immediately thought about my childhood journeys we had taken as a family from Impingani to Durban. It was usually hot and very uncomfortable. We often had to stop for one of the siblings who had motion sickness. This was before the toll roads. My question was always, Dad, are we there yet? I didn't have the patience to endure this long trip. I needed to know how much longer this would take. Then God showed me, in this journey of life with Him, I'd need to trust Him. I'd need to have wisdom and discernment and patience in the waiting. And I need to completely surrender the driver's seat of the vehicle to Him. Surrendering our lives to God is not about only surrendering those things that we feel comfortable with. It's about letting go and giving to God all our hopes, our dreams, desires, and plans. Surrendering is a process of learning and to completely trust in God. To let go and allow God to take the driver's seat of the vehicle of our lives. Sometimes surrendering looks like hard struggles until we eventually struggle for Him. Think of Jacob who wrestled with God. Jacob was alone in the wilderness and a stranger visited him and they wrestled throughout the night. Jacob's character was considered ruthless, but Jacob held on till daybreak, and the stranger crippled him with a blow to his hip. But Jacob had seen God face to face. In our struggles of life, we may feel like we're in the wilderness. We don't run away from God, we run to Him. We face God in our struggles, in our hardships, and our pain. My question is, are there any areas in our lives that are not aligned to God's perfect will for us? In John 10:14, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. And I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus is the one who gives us fullness of life. He's not like the hired hand that runs away when trouble comes and abandons his flock. He can be trusted. He is the good shepherd that has laid down his life for each one of us. In surrendering our all, we become all that He has created us to be, for His glory. Amen. God bless you.